My name is Harold Lawson. I died March 21st, 1932, at exactly 1:22 in the afternoon. I know because I looked at the clock on the washstand in the upstairs bedroom immediately after I saw the body sprawled on the floor. I didn't know the poor slob was me. I'd only seen myself in pictures and mirrors, two-dimensional, not rounded out and fleshy, so I didn't recognize the dead guy. I'd just returned from my uncle's funeral. The first clue that I was dead became evident when Uncle Bert walked into my bedroom. Maybe he didn't walk. For all I know, he floated through the wall or ceiling or... I had never believed in ghosts or life after death or God or the Bible, but there he was, the man I'd just seen stretched out in a bargain basement coffin. "Harold, you need to come with me." Terrified and confused, I wasn't sure where he wanted me to go. What am I going to do with him?
That's you, Harold. Your life is over. There's nothing you can do for your human remains. Others will come and take care of it.
A feeling of horror hit me in the gut. I did not want to be dead. I was only 52 and not ready to leave everything I had worked so hard to get. And what about my family?
I stared down at what used to be me, wondering if my brains were still intact in spite of the awful wound. I knew a man once who'd been shot the same way, but the bullet missed the important parts of his brain. He lived and managed to function quite well. If the damage to my head wasn't permanently disabling, maybe I could get back in my body and start it breathing again. Maybe with a running start and a leap downward, I could force my way into my body. It was worth a try. I walked to the door, bent forward in a sprinting position, dashed across the room, and leaped feet first into my mortal remains. But I jumped with such force that I passed completely through both the corpse and the bedroom floor and landed in the living room below. I'm a person who doesn't give up easily, but I knew with sickening despair that I was never going to get back into my body. My life, both the good and the bad of it, had come to an end. A ghastly, abrupt end. I sank into such an awful state of anguish that I didn't hear my daughter enter the house or her voice calling until she reached the top of the stairs.
"Dad, are you up there? I brought you some food from the church."
I couldn't let her see me dead and ran into the hall shouting, "Susie, don't come up here!"
"Dad?"
She seemed to sense something was wrong, but I suppose curiosity overcame her apprehension. I planted my feet in the middle of the hall, stretched out my arms, and yelled, "Stop!" even though it was obvious she couldn't hear me. I tried to block her, but she zigged when I zagged. Frustrated but determined, I stood my ground and braced for impact. We collided, leaving me momentarily stunned. I felt no contact of flesh against flesh, only the scent of lilacs and a warm breeze as her body passed through mine. She entered the bedroom and screamed.